The concept of a person's house as his castle is still very relevant. You know, the idea that you retreat to somewhere very safe and secure. Essentially, a cocoon of tranquility. The concrete house has a connotation of something very masculine, very hard, and very heavy. I wanted to artistically express the house as a floating volume of concrete that levitate amongst the landscape.
I dream to have a house that I can continue the journey of evolving a house that something is not stagnant, meaning I can display my nice furniture, nice art pieces.
We had a different arrangement. I told him, let me talk to you, let me spend time chatting with you, let's have a drink together, let's have lunch together. He understood that I approach it as a process, a conversation. That is essential for the kind of work we do. A home is, I would say, one of the most difficult projects to navigate successfully because the brief is not a commercial brief. It's very personal.
Boon just give me one proposal with a sketch for the house, and that sketch until today when the house is completed, I have to say it's like 95% as per the first sketch. It looks simple, but it's like a piece of sculpture. One that I believe can live many, many years in terms of a design.
The idea that we have this courtyard and the use of the concrete and stone to frame the views. The spatial experience is one that is reminiscent of Chinese courtyard houses. Each suite looks out to its own private courtyard, and that layering of privacy was something that was very important for the house design.
So when we're in the room, looking out to the sky garden, we are like in a Japanese ryokan kind of feeling. Actually, I grew up in Dustin Hill. Back then, my father had a workshop in the shop house that we live. So from very young, you know, I already exposed to furniture building, so furniture is in my blood. Every piece of furniture in this house is quite unique. Boon came up with an idea about something semi-see-through. So the idea of this charcoal screen is being conceptualized from a Kyoto-style burnt charcoal design. He designed a beautiful wine cellar. I'm very happy with that. He sparked the idea of having an oak table there. And I evolved the space into a sitting area inside the wine cellar. These are some of the journey that I really enjoy working with him.
There are some very important artistic element in the house. One of them was a bonsai arrangement that I had sketched out that I wanted to anchor the dining room view.
So it took us about close to 2 years to select a bonsai, the shape that he wanted. And after I found it, and he started designing the tray that holding the bonsai tree and floating from the pond, and it turned out to be such a nice feature of the house. The entire journey for building this house with my architect was a very, very fun and exciting one, because we are not just about designing for the sake of designing. We became good friends.
When I design houses, I try to figure out a way to make sure that the home is almost at the safe haven for someone to retreat to. A new way of living where the home provides an opportunity for him to look after his guests, to display his hospitality to friends, and essentially a cocoon of tranquility.